my friend. As I was alluding to, you know the SEC very well, and there's not many very SEC teams in this NCAA tournament, but one of the teams who I'm looking for to make a long run here are the Florida Gators. And for the Gators, I think they need to come out and prove that they're not one of those teams who they almost,
Miami later on, and Miami winning that. So Florida's definitely going to make a good run for it, I think, for the SEC, but that's about as far as they're going to go.
Fair enough, fair enough. Were you surprised that Ole Miss won the tournament in Nashville?
Not really. I mean, the SEC has been just crazy this year. You know, Tennessee beat Missouri. They beat Kentucky by 30 points, but lost to Mercer last night. Kentucky's won and lost. You know, everybody's been up and down all year, so.
Out on Twitter and their own blog over there, coming to you live from Knoxville, Tennessee, one of my all-time favorite cities. And I do want to talk about UT here for a little bit. Their NIT game against Mercer last night, what happened?
Typical Tennessee football and basketball right now. Anything Tennessee athletics, I think, is falling apart that it could. McCray, which has been, you know, one of our top scorers the last couple games of the season, I think he only had 7 or 8 points last night, maybe 2 rebounds, and, you know, that's just going to hurt us, you know. As a team in general, you know, they just did not play. And, you know, that's what's going to happen when you have a team like Mercer that's shooting 80% free throws, and they really think they shoot 70% from, you know, just the field. And so it's just all-around bad play by Tennessee.
It happens, but you do have your women in the NCAA tournament, too, so that's not always a bad thing. But they are without Pat Summitt, which is going to be weird to see if they make it this way. Let's jump back into the men's tournament for a couple minutes here. Who do you see making a long run? Well, first off, let's start off by with this. Who'd you Final Four?
My Final Four, I have Miami, Louisville, Duke, and Kansas.
All right. Oh,
sorry. I have Florida, Miami, Duke, and Ohio State. I mean, nothing.
Oh, so you are running with Florida in the Final Four. I do have them in one of my Final Fours as well, but I think Miami, and I realize they're in the ACC, but you're closer to Miami than I am. Man, those Hurricanes led by Shane Loikin, they may make a long run in this because of Loikin.
Yeah, they just have so much momentum going in right now. I think it's going to help them tremendously, you know. I think, you know, they came up, won the ACC tournament. They've been playing great, you know. With Larks on their back, you know, the sky's the limit for them.
Now, before I called, before you checked in and I had a Big East guest on beforehand, I said beforehand that having an all-Big East final would be a little bit nostalgic in the final season of the Big East. Now, that's kind of hypocritical of me because when Bama and LSU were fighting for the national championship in football, I was completely against it, but that was the BCS too. With this, I just think that with teams like Syracuse, Louisville, Marquette, Georgetown, and the like, who had in the national title game, I think it would just be a kind of divine intervention for the Big East, don't you think?
I do too.
It would be a good thing for the Big East to have, but teams like Florida down in the SEC could ruin that as well. Do you have any bracket busters that you're looking out for?
Not really this year. I have a couple of, you know, the small ones. I think, you know, I have Cincinnati over Creighton.
Okay.
I have, there was another one I had that was pretty good. I have a number 12 California knocking off UNLV.
What do you see out of California?
They just been playing. I think they play decent ball. UNLV just plays up and down. They're not a great, you know, free throw shooting team. They're just in general a decent team. And I think if UNLV makes a couple mistakes, California, you know, strives for it. They can both, you know, it could be a good game. And I think California could come out on top.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. I don't think California should have been in the NCAA tournament, but you have them as one of your bracket busters. I can respect that. there was almost a 16-1 upset earlier this afternoon with Southern knocking off Gonzaga. Do you think we'll ever see a 16 seed beat a number one?
It's definitely possible. I mean, you know, we've seen it basically at the NIT. You know, it's not the same as the NCAA. But, you know, anything could happen anytime. That's one thing about basketball. You know, it's not like football or baseball. You know, anything could happen. You know, if the ball's not going to the hoop, the ball's not going to the hoop. You know, that's all there is to it. So I think definitely one day we could see it.
I thought we were going to see it earlier this afternoon, but it was just one of those times where teams are inexperienced, and that's why I don't think it'll happen. I think those 16-seeded teams are just too inexperienced, and like Southern, like we saw earlier this afternoon, yeah, they had a chance to win, but they just couldn't get the job done, and it was just unfortunate for the Jaguars to pull it off, and I don't think it's going to happen later on tonight. Louisville's kicking the tail out of NCAA, so it's not going to happen there. So we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see it. Let's move on to the NFL for a minute, and your neck of the woods down at down in Nashville. Jake Locker, he has to take charge for the Titans to do well, I think. Fitzpatrick, I don't think that's a very good signing by them. Bernard Pollard is a very good sign by the Titans. Just talk about the Titans offseason for a minute.
I think, you know, the Titans offseason has not been terrible. You know, they did release, Matt Hasselbeck, and we did sign Fitzgerald from Buffalo. I think he'll be a good, you know, fit in there for Locker and help mentor him. Locker has the potential to be, you know, a decent quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to be an elite quarterback. I don't think he'll ever amount to that. But he has the, you know, the amount to be a decent quarterback. They also signed Sean Green from the Jets.
Iowa boy!
Do what?
He's an Iowa boy.
He is an Iowa boy. And I think he has great potential to help Chris carry that load for Chris Johnson, maybe get him back in the swing of maybe that 2,000 rushing yards he had a couple years ago. You never know what's going to happen with the wide receiver corps. The wide receivers, Kenny Britt, getting in trouble all the time. So we don't really know what's ever going to happen with him. I see them looking in the draft this year, going definitely defensively most of the time. Maybe get an offensive lineman here and there because they really struggled that last year as well.
Can they contend for an AFC South spot?
I don't think so. With Houston just signing with Ed Reed, they're going to be unstoppable. I mean, they already have one of the most dynamic offenses out there with Arian Foster. You know, and just adding that to the defense out there as well already, it's going to be hard to beat them. And also, I think Indianapolis with Andrew Luck is going to really pull through and maybe finish in one of the top two this year. So.
All right, let's move to spring ball down in the SEC. What's it gonna take for Alabama to not win a national championship? I'm getting annoyed with the Tide being national champions all the time. I'm sure you are too, being a UT guy.
I mean, I'm from the state of Tennessee, but I do pull for Alabama a little bit. So you know, with it, you know, Alabama, I can cheer for. That's about it, though. so you know, with being for Alabama, I'm okay with it. But, you know, the SEC dominance is just unreal right now, and I don't see it backing up anytime soon. I mean, you have adding Texas A&M, having Johnny Manziel to the SEC as well.
Uh-huh.
Now, it just doubles what they could have, what they're going to be in, the winnings they're going to have. I think that the SEC is going to go 10 years in a row with a national title.
Wow. Actually, that doesn't surprise me. With the Ole Miss having that damn good recruiting class, are they going to make a statement in the SEC with that good recruiting class that they brought in?
This year, no. I think this upcoming year, they will show improvement. I think they'll compete. I think they'll knock off the Arkansas and the smaller, you know, they won't be the bottom dwellers that they've been known to be in the last couple of years. They will definitely start growing and get back into it. And I think in a couple of years, they'll be able to compete with Alabama if they keep on getting recruiting classes like that.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, I wouldn't mind seeing another SEC team coming up through the mix. So we're looking forward to that. Carter Howard of the Nosebleed Report, go check him out if you're an SEC or a Tennessee fan. They do a great job down there. And Carter, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Carter Howard of the Nosebleed Report. That's going to do it for me, the hit list.